South Africans doing great things.
How many times have you been just depressed by just walking into a public space that is just completely littered? Just papers and grime and dirt everywhere. How many times have you gone to a hospital to try and get some sort of health care and just be made even sicker by the dirt, the grime? And what do we usually do? We certainly don't go back home and get a black bag and try and clean it up ourselves without the expectation of some form of payment. Well, Wendy Weyer Henderson did exactly that. She joins me now, a South African doing great things. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I'm really privileged to be here tonight.
Well, we're privileged to have. Well, we're privileged to have you on the show, because I thought that this was quite an inspirational story when our producers told us about it. Tell us the story, Wendy. I mean, why would you go and decide to go and pick up all the dirt and the grime in a hospital that should have people doing that?
Well, I've been going there for quite a couple of years, and I just see all the filth lying around when I get there to get my medication once a month. And no one seems to be cleaning up, and no one seems to be doing anything about it, even though they say they are. So Monday, the 8th of August, I decided I've had enough. It was a public holiday. And I went down by myself, and my friend Mandy said she'd come with me. And we raked up and cleaned up 13 bags the first day. This is the entrance of the hospital. It doesn't even the nitty-gritty part of it, but yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty part of the hospital. I mean, is that also quite dirty, you think?
Yes, everything's dirty there.
All right, let's go back. And again, this conversation is not to try and shame the authorities at that particular hospital. And that's probably why I don't necessarily want to name the hospital, because that's not what it's about.
No, I agree.
And I think that a lot of South Africans would agree that this is a problem to be found almost anywhere in South Africa. So, yes, you are from Kabega, and let people decide where they think this is at. But why do you go to hospital, Wendy, if you don't mind telling us? Why do you go to the hospital?
Well, I go and get my medication at the hospital. So I go once a month for my Parkinson's and my diabetes and my thyroid. I've got quite a few autoimmune diseases. So that's where I go to get my medication. So I don't like sitting in filth, and I don't like filth around, you know. So my policy in life is, if you want to moan about something, you're prepared to do something about it. Otherwise, just shut up. So
wow.
That's how I feel.
Look, I'm in the business of radio, so, you know, part of what we do is we do a lot of moaning. we moan a lot about a lot of things, but very few times do we get to speak to somebody who says, yeah, you know, it's okay to moan about stuff, but maybe the further step to take this issue is to do something about it. What happened with you? So you speak about the entrance of the hospital, but there's the nitty gritty part of the hospital. What happened? What was the straw that broke the camel's back that made you say, listen, I've been coming here for some time, but now I'm going to do something about it? And what was the reaction of the authorities, of the staff, when you started to do this?
Well, basically, you held with the authorities. And then I eventually, with persistence, one day went to go get my medication, and I decided to go to the authorities' offices, and they were having a meeting. So I just sat there and waited for the meeting to finish, and then I got an appointment with the top notch in the hospital. And they said, thank you very much for what you're doing, but it has to go along the normal, like, red tape. But now they're not coming with the red tape, so I'm just carrying on. I'm not going to wait for them to give me permission, because I need to put more bins out, because the bins are never empty. So if they're never empty, people are all going to throw their stuff just around where they're sitting. But when I come and clean, the next time I come there, the bin empty up, empty the bin, and then I start throwing the bin.
Oh, Wendy, I'm losing. I'm losing you. I don't know if you could just move around a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. That sounds much better. Sorry. So I lost you when you were saying that they were having a meeting at some point, and then what happened?
And then I persisted, and I got a meeting with the CEO of the hospital.
Right.
And they promised me that they would follow the right procedure and get the relevant person to contact me and to give me permission to carry on and get their assistance. Because they are, according to them, they are workers that do this job, but I've never seen them.
Yeah.
The staff around there that have spoken to me said they never seen anybody do anything. And last week, I saw quite a few babies and two other ladies come to help. An 84-year-old woman.
Oh, Wendy, I'm losing you again. I'm losing you again. I'm not really sure what
I can't lose you out. Okay, can you hear me, Phil?
There you go. That's better. I don't know what you do, but I hear you, and then I lose you.
Okay, sorry. There's an 84-year-old woman that comes once a week, and she comes to fill one bag, and she says she feels so good. That's all she can do, but that's what she does. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, anybody that's just coming to help with one bag or for 1 hour, just to come out, pick up the rubbish.
So I want to go through the process. So first of all, you had to ask for permission. I suppose it's understandable to go into that premises to go and clean up, right? Yeah. And then you were told that somebody would get in touch with you to help you sort of understand the rules of how this ought to happen. But you had been told that there is staff that's supposed to do this, which you had never really encountered. Not only
never seen them, but
you'd also never seen the evidence of their existence, in that the entrance, not just the nitty-gritty, had always been dirty, yeah?
Yes, but this last week, when we collected rubbish, I put them in one place, and when I came the next day, they were gone. That's the first time I've ever seen, because we've collected about almost 100 bags already that we've taken away, not the hospital. And this time I left them seven bags one side and three bags another side of the hospital. And when I came the next day, they'd gone. And I thought, yes, they're getting the picture. They're on board. But I still haven't seen
them. So they're actually helping you out now with picking up of the black bags.
There's quite a few people that donated black bags, and some people have donated some products, because I tried to help a beggar that was living at the robots to come and help me. And he did come for 2 days. Then he obviously makes more money selling the robots, collecting. So he disappeared. But yeah, there's lots of support, but not many people come to support. They support him, encouragement, and that kind of stuff.
How long have you been doing this?
Since the 8th of August, Monday the 8th of August.
Tell me now, what is the result? Just generally, how do people feel? What do people say about the newfound cleanliness of the hospital, at least the entry part of the hospital? What do people say about what?
Well, it's so nice to come to a hospital that's clean. You know, some people say we've been coming here for a couple of months and we've never seen it so clean. So I go past it every morning when I go to work, and every afternoon when I come back from work, I go past and check if there's dirt lying around in the places that I've got to so long. Then I just pick that up again.
What do you do, Wendy, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm just an admin at a small waterproofing company.
Yeah.
Because I'm on SASA, because I've got the disabilities.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not going to stop me. I'm a person that never gives up.
Yeah, I can hear that. And when you grew up as a child, did your family hold cleanliness at a high sort of level, at a high value level?
Yes, my mother was very absolutely fantastic person, and she installed in me, in the time that she was alive, great value, you know, on your surroundings and make stuff look nice. So, yeah, I've always been a person that cares for the community, And I just think, I'm not doing this for anybody else. That's why a lot of people have discouraged, trying to discourage me, saying, you know, why are you picking up other people's dirt? I'm doing it because I love this country, I love this city, and I want to make it a better place, and I want to get there, and it's Jesus.
Oh, Wendy, I'm losing you again. I don't know what you keep doing.
Standing outside.
Oh, you're standing outside. Okay, so we keep losing you. So we can only hear your voice, not what you're saying. So you said the reason why you did this is what?
Because I love the city. And right. I think it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to keep it clean. And, you know, you want to go to a hospital and you're supposed to be taken care of. And that's the cleanest place. It should be the cleanest place.
Sure.
In the city.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, some people felt like you were doing this for what reason other than what you've just said?
No, they say, why are you doing this? And you come back tomorrow and it will be the same. And I just say, if I carry on every day, it will be better. I will make a difference because you will see that it's nice to be in a clean place. So I'm just determined to carry on. And when that place is finished, I'll move on to another place.
Oh, Wendy, you're not going to stop, yeah?
No, I'm not.
You're gonna clean the whole place up, girl. Listen to me.
I'm not tough. Listen, I don't sit at the bottom. I'm going to sit at the top. If I make this answer, I'm going to sit at the top.
I love it. So,
so
you started this alone. You were completely alone when you started this. I'm told, though, that other people started to get bitten by your bug.
I hope so. It must.
So tell me about it. I mean, you started alone on that first day. I imagine people looked at you funny and, first of all, didn't understand what you were trying to do. And tell me how and who started to join you and why.
Well, my best friend, Mandy, she came that same day. She said, are you cleaning with a group of people? I said, no, I'm by myself.
Oh, Wendy, I'm losing Wendy again. Oh, I don't know what's happening there.
Here we go.
Yeah, I hear you for some time and then I lose you. So I'm not really sure what happens.
Okay, I'm standing in the same place.
Right. So,
do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So my friend Randy came to help me on the Monday, the 8th of August. And then I got a beggar for 2 days. He came to help me.
Yeah.
And then it's basically me alone. And then the other day, an 84-year-old woman pitched up and she said, I'm here to help.
Wow.
And I said, wow. You know, you're a disabled person and this 84-year-old woman picking up rubbish.
Wow.
And it just feels so good when you look back and say, wow, I cleaned that. There's a bag, you know. So, and there's still so much to do. I haven't even gone into the dirty places yet. This is just an entrance.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to finish up.
How sustainable do you think this is? I mean, aren't you going to get tired of it at some point and, you know?
No, because what I'm wanting to do is get the hospital's personnel that are paid to do this job to do their job.
Yeah.
So I will persist in doing what I'm doing until the authorities come to, you know, the party.
Isn't the possibility going to be that, well, I mean, Wendy and her friends and her 85-year-old friends are doing this, so we might let them do it. I mean, they're not even asking us for a salary. I mean, do you get paid for doing this?
No, not at all. One of the staff members, she was watching me one day, and she came up to me and she said, are they paying you to do this? And I said, no, I'm doing this by myself. She said, why? They just pay you. No, it's not about that. It's not about being paid. But I want to get the people that are paid to do their job. If they put out more bins, and they actually empty the bins, because what happens at my farm, the crows come. They rip up in the black bags and they throw all the rubbish out again. But if the black bags are taken away, it will be clean. And if they have more bins, people will throw their stuff in the bin.
Sure. Imagine if everybody did this in their area, hey? Imagine
that's where I'm
imagine if everybody could just rise up and have and be possessed of the spirit that possesses you right now, Wendy, and just go and clean up at a hospital. Imagine if that happened. What has that done for you? I mean, what has that done for you since you've taken up this mantle?
Well, it gets me up in the morning. Some mornings I don't want to get up with all my issues, all my health issues.
Yeah.
But knowing that I'm going to go past there and be surprised that, wow, what I've done is not in vain. They're coming to the party, you know. The people that are supposed to do this job are coming to the party.
Are you?
You just feel so good after you've done something.
Yeah.
And not expecting anything in return. It's not about that.
Are you a religious person?
Yes, I am. Yes, I believe in God, and I believe He's with me all the way.
Yeah.
He just looks after me day after day after day. So, yeah.
Wendy Weyer Henderson, and how's your family feel about this? I mean, how do your family feel about the fact that you take the time off to go to the hospital, not only to get your medication, which is great, and I'm happy that you do find your medication when you get to the hospital and your health is being sorted out in that sense, but how does your family feel about the fact that you go to the hospital and you literally pick up the litter there?
So. I think they think I'm crazy. They're crazy, mother. But yeah, they're all supportive of me.
Oh, there it goes again. I've lost you again. You were going to respond and say, what does your family say?
No, my family thinks I'm crazy most of the time. they think you're crazy.
Really wrong.
But they know me. They know when I put my mind to something, I do it. And I never give up doing it until it's done. So I've got supportive family. They're unfortunately all out of town. They're in Australia near me. But yeah, they all support me. And my friends and my school friends and my community, my church, they all support me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wendy, I mean, obviously we are thankful as the community for the work that you do. We understand the spirit with which you are doing and the motivation for why you're doing it. Mm. As you've already said, that you're doing it for the love of the community that you are in, but also the hospital that serves you and serves other people. It is a wonderful expression of love from you for the people and the community that you find yourself in. But do you find that sometimes people misinterpret the reasons why you do what you do?
I don't actually care. To be honest, I don't care what people think.
Oh, love it!
What people think. They can think what they like. When I set my mind to do something, I do it. Whether the people give me approval or not, that's tough on them. But I do what I do. Knowing in my heart that makes me feel good, it gives me up in the morning, it gives me pleasure, and to see my city nice and clean is the aim.
What's the end game?
The end game is keeping clean, one bag at a time. Yeah. This is to keep it clean. When there's cleanliness, there's godliness.
Yeah.
In thought, there's nothing good coming from pop.
Yeah. You see, the power of your message is in the fact that you're walking your talk, you see, Wendy.
Yes,
I think a lot of us would agree that, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And many of us would agree that, you know, we like clean environments, especially health environments. We'd like to see more of that. Sure, many of us would agree that the thing here with your story is that you're not just saying it, you see. You're doing it. And you're picking up the black bag and you're going and you're doing the unglamorous, almost laborious job of picking up one piece of paper, one can, one peel, banana peel at a time.
You don't understand what I pick up.
Oh, my word.
Dirty nappies and condoms and, you wouldn't believe the stuff that I pick up.
Has there been any response from the hospital authorities and management for what you're doing at this stage?
No. Only the time that I went to the meeting, that's the only time I've got any response from them. And for the head of the hospital to promise me within a week they'll have a report, but I can't get hold of them. They don't answer their phones. If you phone and you get through, they say they're not available. I mean, yeah, I'm helping them do what should be their job. And so I'm determined to, if I could go to the Department of Health, the head of that, or carte blanche, or the president, I will do that. I'm not scared. I will take on anybody.
Sure, I can hear it, Wendy.
No.
I wouldn't want to mess with you, man. Oh, 11883 0702.
I'm not so bad if you're on the right path.
Yes.
Don't get in the wrong time.
Yeah, absolutely. 11883 0702. Wendy Weyer Henderson is my guest. Tell me about your family. Just tell me about who's a part of your family, Wendy.
I've got three awesome children.
Oh.
And my eldest daughter, Gabriella, she's in Bloemfontein. And my other daughter, Kayla, she's in Kirkwood. She's going to make me a grandma for the first time in November, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And my son is a farmer boy on the farm with his dad in Somerset East.
Wow.
And they are
supportive of mom's efforts?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Do they worry sometimes about your health and safety in those environments?
No, they don't have to worry. God looks after me. They know the angels around me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my trust is in the Lord completely.
Yeah.
And he always comes through for me. In every area of my life, he comes through for me. He told me to trust him, and that's what I'm doing. And he has not failed me yet. Even though I've got autoimmune diseases, God is there for me.
You see, the reason why I invited you to this conversation, Wendy, is because I have a specific agenda. I have a reason why I invite people of your character, of your caliber. I would go even as far as say some of the best people amongst us to come and talk to us about your challenges. And the reason why I've invited you is because you are a woman. You are dealing with certain physical issues. But all of that hasn't stopped you from understanding that you have a responsibility to your fellow man. And many, many times we look at the reasons why we shouldn't do certain things that enhance our humanity. And very often the people that we invite onto this show are people that have so many reasons why they shouldn't. So let's take Wendy Weyer Henderson, for example. She has diseases that she's dealing with. You know, the autoimmune diseases that you're dealing with at the moment. You are not a spring chicken.
I'm 68.
Yeah, there you go. And there's many reasons why you shouldn't be doing this. You could be telling us about the fact that there is a budget that has been approved for paying for the cleaning of the hospital, and you would be right. That there are people that should be managing this place, and you would be right. That all of those arguments would be powerful arguments for why you shouldn't do what you're doing right now. But you are doing it anyway. Why, Wendy?
Right.
Why?
Because the people that are paid, I'm not doing it. And I don't believe in, like I said, if you're going to moan about something, do something about it. Don't just moan. Be a solution to the problem. I've also got a couple of Facebook pages. And I say on those Facebook pages, I want no negative comments. If you want to make negative comments, go to another page. On my page, only positive must come through this from this. I want it must be positive. And I'm doing everything I can, physically, mentally, to make it happen.
And how's it? What has it done for your health?
Well, and like I said, it gets me up every morning. There's mornings I don't want to get up, and sometimes I can't get up. So it just keeps me going that I've got a purpose. The purpose for me, yeah. And if it is to pick up other people's garbage so they can see that it's not about money. It's about loving your land, your country, where you're from, who you are as a person. So that's important for me. Sure. Who am I as a person when no one's looking?
I want to take a couple of calls. Wendy, Terence is in Pretoria. Good evening to you, Terence.
Thank you so much for all three.
Yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. Please, Terence, go ahead.
I just want to commend the woman. Just to show you perhaps how much angels we do have in this planet and in South Africa, really. This is so inspirational. You know, it takes me to another level next to think about the other people and to think about the other things. Really, I'm really touched about this story. I just wanted to comment, perhaps not to waste so much of your time.
Yeah.
But you know, the lady speaking, I can tell, she's talking from deep down from her heart. Yeah, really.
Terence in Pretoria, much appreciated. Wendy? Hello, Wendy. Did you hear what Terence had to say?
No, sorry, I can't do it.
Well, Terence was saying that he just wants to commend you and thank you for the work that you're doing. He can hear just from the tone, that your tone, that you speak from your heart, and that you are evidence of the existence of angels around us. And he wants to thank you for the work that you're doing. And may you infect more people with whatever it is that has infected you.
Thank you so much, Terence. I appreciate that. You're so kind.
So how many people are helping you now?
Well, I've got myself and two other ladies that are helping me so far.
Yeah. Are they listening now?
I hope so.
Tell me something.
I listen as many friends as possible. Tune in.
Yeah. Tell me, on a daily basis, what does your day look like? I mean, Give me a life in the a day in the life of Wendy Weir Henderson.
I see my mom at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm losing you again, Wendy. I'm losing you again.
No, come on.
There you go.
Okay, am I back?
There you're back.
See, the devil tries to stop me, but he can't. I'm back online.
He's a liar. Satan is a liar, Wendy. No. He's a liar.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome. That's why he's trying so hard. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to take my medication. Then I lie down for half an hour, half a minute, so I'm always able to wake up to get up. So the better my medication starts to help. Then I get ready for work. I have my breakfast. Drive to work. So I pass the hospital first.
Oh, Wendy, I'm losing your... I can hear your voice, but I can't hear what you're saying. So just go back to 6 o'clock. You wake up at 6 o'clock. What time do you wake up again?
6 o'clock.
Right.
Take my medication, my Parkinson's medication.
Right.
And then I lie down until half past 6, so that must take effect.
Yep.
Then I get up, get dressed, and ready for work. Drive to work. On my way to work, I go past the hospital.
Yeah.
Just so everything's clean. Take photographs just because I'm keeping a record.
Yeah.
And then go to work, do my work, 4 o'clock, I knock off, I come past the hospital again, check what happened during the day, if it's clean, if people did clean up or throw their rubbish in the bin. If not, then I pick up what I can, and then I come home. And then my supper, I live alone. And so, that's my day.
So
and Saturdays, then I'm there, normally there from office 9 till about 1.
Yeah.
To me as much as I can, and whoever wants to come help me, come.
So there are some people listening to this conversation right now, Wendy, that are very connected with the authorities, not only in the Eastern Cape, but also in the National Department of Health
that,
that want to sort of extend a hand to help you just get your story out to the authorities. That would that be an important thing for you at this point? Is that what would be a good thing for you?
My, yeah, that's my main aim, to get the people to do the work that they've been paid to.
Okay.
All right. Somebody's paying them and no one's seen the work.
Yeah. So you can see the Tading on WhatsApp number one. All right. So there are some people that are wanting to assist in you know, highlighting this to the authorities, and we're going to try and get you in touch with them. It's people that we trust, and hopefully something will happen out of that. But I would like to encourage more of your spirit of volunteerism, because I think as much as we can complain and, you know, how you started the conversation was to say, listen, I love my city. I love the people in the city that I live with. I love. And there are going to be shortcomings. And that's why I didn't want this to be a conversation about the criticism of the department and the hospital authorities. I think it's irrelevant at this moment. What we are trying what we're trying to highlight at this point is to say, there are people that care enough, that care enough to roll up their sleeves and just get down and do it, right? And Wendy is one of those people. How do we get more people to exercise their love? Not just talk about it, not just say that they believe in it, but to actually do it. You know the story, Wendy, that faith without works is dead, right?
Yes, quite right.
So how do we enliven? Because I believe that there are many, many, many South Africans who hold not the religion, but the faith, right?
Yeah.
Like you. How do we jumpstart it? How do we ignite it in various parts of our lives? Not just in the cleaning up of hospitals, but in going to visit an old age home to spend an hour or two with an elderly person, to go to visit, I don't know, a ward where children suffering from cancer are just trying to get through the day and just to go and deliver some comfort. How do we ignite that in a way that is going to bring meaning in the way that you have brought meaning to that entrance of the hospital?
Well, if, how do I put it, the love that you have in your heart should flow out of you, okay? And to me, it's just, I've just got so much love and love for this community, for my fellow person. And I just want to encourage people, you can make a difference. One person can make a difference. I never thought this would ever happen, that I'd be on Radio 702 on Monday the 8th of August when I started picking up my first piece of rubbish. This is not what I thought, even envisioned. And so I am making a difference. So when people say, you know, tomorrow you're going to come back and it's going to be dirty again, but then I say, then I'll pick it up as well. I'll pick it up until somebody takes notice and help. So don't always think somebody else is going to do the job. Do it yourself then. Even if you don't get paid. It's not about money. There's so much greedy and fighting on and off about money and losing charge that nothing gets done.
Oh, amen, Wendy. And I suppose you're not running for any office, are you?
No, maybe I should.
Maybe you should, Wendy, for president, eh? Wendy, I hope you never go for that. I hope you never ever taint your spirit with that nonsense, right? Because
no, I never want to be a politician.
I hope you never ever decide to go that route, because many good people have tried to go that route only to be soiled. In their spirits, absolutely.
And people are just after the money.
What I want to agree with you about is this, that one person can make a difference.
Yes.
In the sense that a lot of people are listening to our conversation right now and thinking, wow, I don't have to wait for somebody to do what I know is right. I don't have to get permission to do what is right. I can just do what is right, right?
Yeah.
And just from listening, I mean, I don't know whether this conversation is going to get throngs and throngs of people joining you. When do you do this? Do you do this every day, by the way? Sorry, do you?
Yes, I do this every day.
Right.
It's so, just a Sunday. Sunday's my rest day.
Yeah, of course. So my thing is, the difference you're making is might not be a million people joining you to come and clean up the hospital. It might not happen. Mm. I'm hoping that it does. Yeah. I'm hoping that it'll also inspire other people in other parts of our country to look at their hospitals and their clinics and say, hey, wait a second. Maybe I'm the person that must start the Wendy crusade, you know? And maybe I'm the person that must start the Wendy crusade. And maybe somebody else is looking at another area of their life that they've been looking at and saying, but somebody should be doing this and somebody's not doing this. Well, I'm probably the somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I'm understanding that your example is God's voice to all of us to stand up and do something, right?
Yeah.
And so
it's the men do nothing.
Yeah. And so my question to you is, do you realize that at some point you will get opposition for doing the right thing?
Yeah. Every day. But God is my life. He gives me the wisdom and the encouragement. So that's why I don't need it from any person. As long as my Lord sees what I'm doing, that's A for me. Yeah. I don't care what other people think. I don't need the accolades. I don't need awards or anything. As long as my Lord sees what I'm doing, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And that's why I continue doing it, even in the face of opposition.
Yeah. Because it's coming. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm more than confident that you'll be able to deal with it. I'm more than comfortable with that idea. Let's talk a little bit about just the practical things that you need to help you. Just the practical things. I mean, do you need more black bags? What do you need?
No, I've got people donating black bags already. That's quite a few. I need signboards and bins replaced out in the right places. But you see, I need the permission of the authorities to do that.
Yeah.
There's part of the trees we need to cut down because the branches are so low. They just catches all the rubbish and then the hobos and whoever comes to sleep there at night and what they do underneath because I always want condoms in the morning.
Oh, my word.
All those things need to be cleaned out. But I can't do that unless I get the authority from the hospital, from the people that are in charge. But if you can't get hold of them,
yeah,
you know, your
hands are tied. So we're going to give you a number at the top of the hour that you can call. We've already, in fact, it's a very good friend of the show's that is very connected with the people in the department. So he's going to help you. And so forth. But I have a call from somebody here. Lebogang is in Johannesburg. Hi, Lebogang.
Hello, Praof. Hello, Wendy.
Don't go away. Don't go. I want to connect you and Lebogang, please. Lebogang, Wendy, can you hear Lebogang?
Yes, I can hear her.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Lebogang.
I'm pretty moved, Wendy, by you and your 84-year-old friend. And I just want to donate R1,000. It's just a token for you and your 84-year-old friend to have coffee or breakfast when you are not picking up rubbish. I'll speak to Ocean Chatham for her to give me the banking details so that, I could spend this amount of money for you guys to have some coffee someday.
Lebogang, thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep doing God's work, Wendy. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, Lebogang. Really, thank you so much, Lebogang. Wendy?
Oh, yes, I heard that. Thank you so much.
Listen, we've got a few other people that want to talk to you in the same vein that Lebogang wants to talk to you about. That's why I asked the question, what are some of the practical things that you need that would encourage you to keep going? And I love what Lebogang is saying, you know, for you and your team, get yourself a breakfast, you know, whatever the case may be, right? We'd love to take your contact. I mean, your banking details. I don't know. Is that the right thing to do, Ntating? Or maybe people call and we can get them in touch with Wendy. Is that the better thing to do? Yeah. All right. So perhaps we'll take your contact details, Wendy, and people can get in touch with you. But what do you need? What sort of things do you need to be able to do the work that you are doing at the moment?
You laugh now. An automatic car with power steering. I'm joking.
I heard you pick up some strange things. I'm sure gloves would be a great thing.
Yeah, gloves, a rope, spade. What else do we need? Oh, I'm full of cars now.
Oh. Ronnie says, it starts with people like Wendy Braobs. God bless her, and that's from Ronnie in Deep Sluit. And that's the message that we're trying to spread, folks. We're trying to say that it's not all lost. Yeah? It's not all lost. If Wendy can stand up with all of the challenges that she faces, with all of the difficulties that she faces in her own body, and say, ain't nobody going to stop me from picking up the papers.
Quite right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Somebody's...
Yeah,
somebody asking bags, gloves, hats for the sun, overalls, coffee, tea. Is that the kind of thing that you would need, Wendy?
Yes, that would be so great for father thing. Rakes, spades. I know the street sweepers are those spark things, so you don't have to bend down to pick up the stuff.
Yeah.
But the papers, that's also greatly needed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's quite backbreaking.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so grateful for what Lebogang is doing, just for you specifically and your team to go get a nice breakfast or whatever the case may be.
I was definitely in relation to my 84-year-old friend and all the other people that come and help.
Oh, my word. And now tell me when you... Oh, I see. There may be some people in your municipality that might want to get in touch with you, Wendy.
Absolutely.
See, there's a whole lot of people listening to you right now.
We're in the mayor.
Yeah, I believe you guys have a new mayor.
I'll be on his doorstep.
Yeah, you have a new mayor, I believe, in the Nelson Mandela Bay area.
Well, some work can be done. Please stop fighting in a fighting and just let's get the work done.
Yes, stop fighting and get the work done. Stop the fighting and get the work done, says Wendy.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful town. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
There's lovely people in the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we should be a beacon to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
But we always have ones at the bottom of the log. Let's step it up, PE, and let's become the shining light for the rest of South Africa.
Yeah. I haven't been to... PE, what is now known as Gqeberha, I haven't been there in many, many, many years. And each time I did come to PE Gqeberha, I always found that you people are so friendly. I mean, I think at some point it used to be known as the friendly city, huh? At some point.
Yes, the friendly city. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very friendly.
Oh man, I can hear.
I'm looking forward to when you're coming down to meet you, sir.
Yeah, so I'm looking. I think you're giving me a reason, Wendy, yes. to make it out to Gqeberha, PE, at some point, and to meet the friendly people of the Windy City. Is it still known as the Windy City?
It's still known as that, but I mean, we need the wind to blow the rubbish away.
Yeah, Yeah. And a lot of people think I'm talking about Chicago. No, I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm talking about Quebec, our very own Windy City. Listen, Windy,
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'd like to meet you, sir. So when you can get some we can go for coffee.
It would be my absolute honor and pleasure to meet you, Windy. So give us your contact details, Windy, because I think there's a lot of people that want to get in touch with you, including some of the people that have called in to say, listen, we would not like to go on air, but we'd like to see if we can help Windy out in her endeavors. Give us your contact details, if it's okay.
My cell number?
Yep.
081.
Yeah.
7555.
Yeah.
224.
Give me that number again, Windy.
081.
Yep.
7555.
Yep.
224.
Windy Weyer Henderson, thank you so much for the work you do. So as I stand up, and I do this every week, and I want to salute you for the work that you're doing. I want to thank you for holding on to your faith. I want to ask you not to stop. Because
The day I stop is the day I'm searching.
Oh, my. And you make us proud to call ourselves South African, Windy.
Yeah, we must be.
Thank you so much. Exactly. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Windy Weyer Henderson.
I really appreciate it very, very much.
Much appreciated. Windy Weyer Henderson, a South African doing great things.